Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man has been arrested on Capitol Hill for threatening lawmakers Thursday. Tim Berg reports.
The suspect who parked a suspicious vehicle in front of the Library of Congress claiming to have a bomb has been taken into custody without incident. The suspect is Floyd Roy Roseberry of Grover, North Carolina. Tom Manger is chief of the Capitol Hill Police Department, and he has some background on the suspect.
The little bit of criminal history that we were able to determine was in the state of North Carolina, and it was nothing that serious.
Authorities say there is no reason to believe the suspect was not working alone.
Texas educators said Thursday will stop enforcing Governor Greg Abbott's ban on public school districts imposing mask mandates. The Texas Supreme Court declined to uphold the mask ban over a technicality. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The feds are planning to cut student loans for the disabled. Wendy King reports.
The Education Department announced it will automatically discharge student loans for borrowers who have total and permanent disabilities. The action will affect more than 323,000 borrowers who are identified through an existing match with the Social Security Administration and erase about $5.8 billion in student debt beginning in September. Also, the Education Department said it would indefinitely extend a policy to stop asking borrowers with total and permanent disabilities to provide information on their earnings and seek to eliminate the requirement of a three-year income monitoring period. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said the changes make it easier for borrowers to receive their relief by removing the requirements that they fill out an application. The department added that all discharges will occur by the end of the year and will be free from federal income taxation, but could result in state income tax consequences.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, on Newsmax TV, weighs in on the debacle that is the Afghanistan withdrawal.
We have been working for months trying to get answers on what is actually happening on the ground and what the plan was going to be. After Joe Biden tossed away the exit strategy that Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo had put in place, and it was conditions-based, and then Biden decides he wants to work off of a date on the calendar. And, you know, we have American citizens there. We have Tennesseans there. We have those that have supported our men and women in uniform. And what we have tried to do is get answers and to figure out what the strategy is going to be.
On Thursday, the senator demanded to know why the nation's first female vice president isn't defending the women and girls who are in grave danger from Taliban rule.
Where is she defending women and girls, standing up for human rights, standing up for these women and girls who we know they're going to be pushed into sex slavery. We know that they are going to be brutalized. We know the women who have worked with us with our U.S. Secretary of State's program for women and girls. These are women that are going to be murdered. They're going to be have to hide in houses because the Taliban has said they are going to eliminate them.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy because there's a big gap here, a differential from where we should be and where we are right now. And in Stephen Strang's new book, God and Cancel Culture, Stand Strong Before It's Too Late, the award-winning journalist and founder of Charisma Media and Charisma Magazine documents this chaos happening in our country today and what we especially, the people of God, the men, the women of God, those who are called by His name. What is our solution? What are we supposed to be doing to be an example of light against the darkness and salt to a world that's rather chaotic? Stephen Strang, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Well, thank you. It's always good to be with you.
Well, Stephen, as always, I appreciate your insight and this book. I mean, this, as I read through it, I just sensed that this was, you know, something that, you know, God had dropped into your spirit that said, I've got to write this. Like the watchman on the wall, I've got to put out an admonition, a warning, a call to action to the men and women of faith.
Well, thank you, because that is why I wrote it. And, you know, I've been doing Charisma Magazine since I was 24 years old. And in a way, I've been doing that over the years. And, you know, we've talked about these kinds of things. Back in the late 1970s, Francis Schaeffer, with How Should We Then Live, was predicting a lot of these things. And back in that day, we would have written about him. And I quote him in the book, God and Cancel Culture, because he's so prophetic. He says that as Christianity withdraws from the marketplace of ideas or our culture, that something's got to fill it, and it's going to be some kind of humanistic atheism, and elites are going to emerge. And back in 1977, when he wrote that, you know, elites, what does that mean? I mean, you know, we've seen it happen. And you can come right down the years, and I got really concerned about the direction of the country probably in the Barack Obama era, where I could see, you know, he wanted to fundamentally change America.
Exactly.
Which it sounds a little bit neutral, like, you know, maybe it's good, but it's not. They want to get rid of, you know, he just represented something bigger. Mm-hmm. There's been a march on this for years. And meanwhile, the church is very passive. So I'm not real involved in politics. I've been registered as a Democrat at one time and a Republican now, but I've never been involved in party politics. But I did get involved with Mike Huckabee's campaign in 2008, because here was a man who was a good governor in Arkansas America had elected an Arkansas governor in Bill Clinton, of course, and he was good at dealing with the press. I thought, hey, you know, this is a guy that could win. I actually think that he would have had a much better chance against Barack Obama than McCain did, but, you know, that's history. But the reason I mention it, Bill, is in the process, I saw how passive pastors and churches were. And it's like, can't you see what's happening? Can't you see that we have a hero? Now, you know, I saw back in that era, I would have looked to him kind of like we looked to Donald Trump, you know, in 2016. Of course, Mike Huckabee's a great American, a great leader, but he's no Donald Trump, as he'll admit himself. But I've seen this over the years. In fact, my books on Donald Trump were not so much about Donald Trump as it was, what is God doing? What is God saying? The first one, God and Donald Trump, was really my way to tell the story about how there were prophetic voices that said that God was raising up this very unlikely businessman who had a lifestyle over the years that was anything but Christian. And then asking, could God raise up a leader that's not perfect for plans and purposes that he has? This was a story that's not told in the secular media and even most of the Christian media. A lot of the Christian media, sadly, is moving left. Some of them are even woke. And so in a way, I kind of feel like I'm out in the wilderness shouting, but you know, God has given me a platform, and I'm just trying to use the platform I have, in this case, a book, a new book that's coming out September 7th called God and Cancel Culture, and it's about what's happening in the culture, how it's becoming less and less, more and more ungodly, what's happening with COVID, even moving, I have a chapter about communism. I think it's very, very serious. And I think the church has to wake up. This book is written to Christians. I hope other people read it, but it's written from a Christian perspective, partly because that's my perspective. It's a perspective that I think we should have. But in our culture, it's kind of like what Christians think doesn't matter anymore.
Well, why did Jesus establish the church in the first place, Stephen?
Well, this is an interesting question, and I write about this in God and Cancel Culture. The word that he used in that scripture was ecclesia. It's the same word we get ecclesiastical. You know, like the Episcopal Church has an Episcopal, ecclesiastical form of government. It meant marketplace in Greek. It's where people discussed things. So Jesus used a marketplace secular term to refer to the church. And the gates of hell would not prevail against it. You know, Jesus said to be salt and light. The Bible says to occupy till he comes. And all the, a lot of people, especially in my little corner of the Christian community, which is sort of the Pentecostal charismatic, you know, they believe that Jesus is going to come any day. And so, you know, why bother with all this mess and just kind of wait and we'll be swept up to heaven in the rapture. I mean, there's a lot of disagreement over how that's going to happen. And so I think I've become a little bit cynical about all the theories. In fact, I mentioned in the book that someone, you know, there's pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. Somebody says pan-trib, which means, and I say I'm pan-trib, kind of all of the above.
Right, exactly.
But it does seem like everything that's happening is culminating.
Yeah.
And for the first time, we can kind of see the emergence of a one-world government trying to oppress us being able to buy and sell.
Well, I will tell you, Stephen, I'm God-trib. That means whenever God decides to trib, I'm with him. I know you are the same way.
Yeah,
you can. I'm just saying, you inspired. But I'm God-trib. I mean, because God's in control. That's what Jesus said, and I believe that. So, but the fact of the matter is that we're still supposed to be about, we're reminded time and again in the Bible, we're still supposed to be about the Father's business. Now, my question to people of faith who are called by his name is, what business has God called you to be about? And if you can't answer that question, then I wonder what you're doing in your relationship with God. Are you in his word on a daily basis? Are you, you know, praying without ceasing? I mean, right now, as you lay this out, and people are seeing this, Stephen. I mean, I see people across the country and even around the world. Their instinct is to look up right now. In the midst of all the chaos and everything that's going on, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's in China, I mean, you know, there's no lack of
chaos and ungodly behavior that's happening, and you see time and again people are looking up instinctively. Why are they looking up?
I think it's because in all of us, there's a God-shaped vacuum. You know, even atheists know that there's something bigger. Now, they fill it with, you know, all kinds of malarkey.
Yes.
And I think the people sort of know that something is culminating, even secular people.
Exactly.
Whether it's communism.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from Stephen Strang. We're talking about his new upcoming book. Stay with us.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Sunrise,
know when you think about God Almighty and his promises, the same yesterday, today, and forever, you know, that's who we're told to trust. Above all, because he is trustworthy. And though we may not see it, and though it may seem dark, as our good friend Tony Campolo would say, yeah, it looks like Friday today, and Satan may be dancing and celebrating, but... Oh, Sunday's coming. And Sunday's always coming when you have faith, ladies and gentlemen. And I know Stephen Strang agrees with us on that. His up-and-coming book, God and Cancel Culture, Stand Strong Before It's Too Late. Your foreword is by Mike Lindell. And Mike is, boy, what a force he's become and what a blessing. I mean, what a success story. You know, from crackhead to a man of God that God is using mightily. And, I mean, he's invested recently a lot of his own money and his time, and he's put together a group of people to deal with something that I believe this country, it would be well served to understand. And that is because we have a growing number of people, Stephen. You say you're not involved in politics all that much, but we have over 50% of the people saying we need to have an audit of the 2020 election. And Mike Lindell is putting his money where his mouth is, also his body. He was beat up, you know, last week while he was doing the symposium. He was attacked because people, you know, are trying to shut him up. Well, if anything, that should convince him that he's doing the right thing. Because if people are looking at you and attacking you and trying to shut you up and cancel you, it's because you have something of value, do you not?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And Mike Lindell is a hero to me, and he is probably the poster boy for cancel culture, maybe other than Donald Trump. I mean, of course we need to investigate election fraud. If it's one charge in one precinct, that one charge needs to be looked into. Mm-hmm. But my personal opinion is that the election was stolen. And if they can get away with this, it's game over, because every election will be, it won't be who's the best candidates, who can cheat most in order to win. We need to look into this. And cancel culture is all about stifle everybody. You know, if they can make everyone shut up and what happened in 2020 is like nobody thinks about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like crime in the neighborhood. If there's a bad attorney general or district attorney, whatever it's called in different states, and there's murder and corruption and all kinds of things, and they choose not to prosecute, that kind of thing continues. Mm-hmm. If you've got an honest district attorney, they go in there and clean it up, and it stops all that kind of mess. And of course, you know, there's lots of examples to that, but here Mike Lindell is. He's asking a question that every American should be asking. Listen, if there was no fraud, supposedly the investigation will show that to be true. So
exactly.
What are they trying to hide?
Yeah.
But now these big box stores won't sell his pillows.
Right.
What's that all about? 23 retailers. I document this in God and Cancel Culture. By the way, it was a real privilege to have him do the foreword for the book. And I think it's actually one of the best parts of the book. But why would Kohl's or Bed Bath & Beyond care about the politics of the owner of a factory that makes pillows?
Yeah.
If anything, some of those stupid retailers ought to say, hey, these other bonehead woke retailers won't sell you a pillow. Hey, all you people that want pillows, come over to my place. But it's not. It's like groupthink.
Exactly.
And it's scary. You know, we have constitutions that protects our rights from the government. The law is still on our side. We have not lost yet. But what is new is the leftness and the wokeness and the groupthink of retailers. And I make the point that, you know, we talk about helicopter parents that, you know, keep the little kids from having anything bad happen to them and on the playground. And now these people have grown up and they're running Google and Facebook and all these places, and they want a safe little world for their little wokeness, and they don't want debate.
Yes.
And it's frightening, and we have to stand up before it's too late. The subtitle to God and Cancel Culture is Stand Strong Before It's Too Late. Mm-hmm. At some point, it will be too late. It isn't yet. And one of the good things that's happening is that people are getting backbone. You know, know, even Mike Lindell, you know, 10 years ago, he didn't care about politics.
Right.
Now he has a backbone. There's a lot of examples. Mm-hmm. I talk about them. Some pastors.
Well, the other thing too, Stephen, let me just add this real quick, if I might interject, is that the cancel culture mediocratizes people. And people who have been bathed in cancel culture realizes at the end of the day, it's not very intellectual. Because as Jordan Peterson says, as Jordan Peterson, and I like Jordan Peterson's quote on this, and this is a Bill Martinez interpretation of it, is that you silo yourself to such a degree that you render yourself stupid. You know, you need to have that exchange of ideas where you're talking, and this is the marketplace, this is Ecclesiastes, that you go into the marketplace, you share ideas, and when we do that time and again, when you look back in history, boy, the people, the country, everybody's all the better for doing that. And you look at communist countries and they're so bleak and dark and the people are depressed and, yeah, maybe they get free health care, maybe they don't. Maybe their free health care means that they go and they subject their bodies to have their organs, you know, extracted from them body because the collective have decided that you're just not good enough. You're just not stepping up anymore, Stephen. And so the last bit of usage that we can get out of you is we're going to harvest your organs.
It's really scary, and it's the antithesis of Christianity, where the good shepherd leaves the 99 and goes out to find the one lost sheep.
Right.
In communism, it's the good of the 99, let's sacrifice the lost sheep. And in cancel culture and wokeness and the left, there is no redemption. If
yes.
you make one little mistake, that are things that they think are mistakes.
Exactly.
They
I was
cancel
say.
You. In my book, God and Cancel Culture, I talk about Dr. Seuss, who's greatly beloved. We all grew up on Cat in the Hat and all those things. But in the 40s and 50s, some of his little cartoon characters were a little bit stereotypical for him to show an Asian or an African or, you know, I guess for the cartoon, for people to figure out what it is. And today in the woke, politically correct culture, it's not nice to use those stereotypes. I looked at it myself. I can sort of see that if somebody is like super, super, super sensitive, maybe they don't like it. But to cancel the books so people
yes.
can't even buy them, if it can happen to Dr. Seuss, any of us can be canceled.
Yeah, without a doubt. And here we are. And it's a small minority, to your point on this, Stephen. It's a small minority of people. Now, I'm not saying we should be insensitive to them, but we need to, I believe the response should be measured based on, you know, the amount of people that are being affected, like so much of this cancel culture. It's not, you know, 40%, 30%. It's less than 10% of America that's fueling, you know, the forces here of this cancel culture at the expense of everybody else. Because, and this is why people are waking up and saying, going, wait, this isn't too smart. You know, this is kind of dumb. And even to the point that you got Bill Maher, right? You got Bill Maher finally going, hey, look at, you know, this woke culture. I mean, before that, you had, you know, Democratic strategists saying, man, the woke culture is going to kill the Democratic Party. And then you get Bill Maher going, no, this is dark. This is not good. Go ahead.
You're right. Even the liberals are beginning to wake up. And Senator Rand Paul, who I think is a great American, but I disagree with him on certain things.
Right.
He made a great speech, which was taken off of social media as soon as he did it. And he was telling people to stand up. He says, there's more of us than them. What happens is they intimidate people. Then everyone else is afraid. Oh, if I say something, they're going to cancel me. I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to lose my business. I'm going to be a laughing stock all over America. So I think that self, censorship by Christians and other conservatives is the most serious issue
exactly.
we're dealing with. And Christians
about 20 seconds
need to stand
left
up
here.
And be bold.
Right, exactly. And we need to take back the Ecclesiastes. We need to take back the marketplace where we can have a free exchange of ideas. Big tech has absolutely destroyed the democracy here in this country, and they are the ultimate threat. Stephen Strang, thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on the show, and his book, coming soon.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man has been arrested on Capitol Hill for threatening lawmakers Thursday. Tim Berg reports.
The suspect who parked a suspicious vehicle in front of the Library of Congress claiming to have a bomb has been taken into custody without incident. The suspect is Floyd Roy Roseberry of Grover, North Carolina. Tom Manger is chief of the Capitol Hill Police Department, and he has some background on the suspect.
The little bit of criminal history that we were able to determine was in the state of North Carolina, and it was nothing that serious.
Authorities say there is no reason to believe the suspect was not working alone.
Texas educators said Thursday will stop enforcing Governor Greg Abbott's ban on public school districts imposing mask mandates. The Texas Supreme Court declined to uphold the mask ban over a technicality. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, with the signs abounding, and you've heard me say this before, I think it's quite curious that people I see looking up more readily these days, looking up, in a sense, for an answer. Even Dr. Billy Graham, before he passed, said, these assuredly are the last of the last days. Our next guest, Douglas Cobb from Louisville, and a Sunday school teacher who believes, like I do, in teaching the Word of God, word by word, and from a biblical worldview. His new book is titled, And Then the End Will Come, The Completion of the Great Commission and Nine Other Clues, Jesus is Coming Soon. Doug, welcome to the show. Appreciate the timing. Appreciate, things always seem to happen at just the right time in God's order of things, right?
Exactly, at the right time. It's great to be with you today. Thanks for having me on.
Well, these are most exciting times since Jesus walked the earth. He left us, and I go back, and in fact, again, I was impressed recently in studying the book of Acts that the constant theme was, he's coming back. I mean, he just left. But they were holding on to this idea that, you know, Jesus has promised that he would come back. And here we are thousands of years later, and we need to re-embrace, I sense, that idea that he's coming soon and very soon.
Yeah, you know, that's in fact kind of where we start in the book is Mm-hmm. Just looking at the many promises from Jesus himself, from other New Testament writers, and even from the Old Testament, the many promises in the scriptures that Jesus is for sure coming back. I think that's as sure as anything could be that he will one day come back.
Well, you know, many are saying, Doug, the condition of the world being what it is, well, I'll tell you, if Jesus doesn't come and really, you know, implement the true one world government and one world order, we know that what happens in all things is you always have the counterfeit that's manifest before the legitimate. And this is what we're getting ready for, and we start to see it, whether it's here in America and other parts of the world, we're seeing the rise of the counterfeit. And to me, that's a sign that Jesus is coming soon to bring true order to the planet, true order to his creation, because we're at a point where even the stones are crying out, right?
It's fascinating to me. You know, the Bible teaches very clearly that even though it was God who divided the nations originally, I think partly for our protection, partly so that we would do what he told us to do and fill the earth. Even though he was the one who divided the nations, it has always been his intention to reunite them again under the headship of Christ. We see that in Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 2. The promise of that is all through the New Testament. And you know, ultimately, that will be that, you know, the most diverse thing that anybody's ever seen, the kingdom of God, men and women from every people group, every tribe, every language around the world. But the world has always had this desire to try to accomplish that independently of God. That's really the impulse that lies behind every world empire, Napoleon, Hitler, whoever you want to name. And boy, do we see that powerfully at work right now.
Especially,
Yeah, and, you know, we know biblically that, in fact, there will be an artificial one-world kingdom that will finally be established under the rule of the Antichrist just before Jesus comes along and sweeps that away and establishes the authentic kingdom. So, yeah, you're right. That desire for unity of the nations is something that runs through the world system very strongly.
Yeah, and without a doubt, I mean, we think it's bad now. And it's got to get worse, doesn't it?
I think, sadly, that is true. And, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to write this book was I think people are very discouraged. There's plenty to be discouraged about politically with COVID. You know, pick your subject, right? It seems like all the news is bad. And I think it helps people to have a context for that, to understand that the current trend we see is something that the Bible predicts and is preliminary to really good things that follow right behind it. So it's tough, and I think it's going to get tougher. The good news is hang in because, much, much better things are soon to come.
Yeah, hang in because we win.
We win. We've already seen the final scoreboard, right? Exactly.
Right, exactly. And but it's not going to necessarily be easy. I mean, as we're seeing right now, I mean, it's heartbreaking, as you say, the daily news. You look and you see the video, you see what's happening in Afghanistan, the lawlessness that's happening in our country. No surprise here. These are all things that God said was going to happen. It's all part of the prophetic scoreboard, so to speak, two-thirds of which has been fulfilled, another third. And as I remind people all the time, if God's batting 1,000% with two-thirds, what's the likelihood of the remaining third being fulfilled? Right.
I think 100% exactly. So, yeah. No, that's exactly correct. You know, it's interesting. The Bible has a lot to say to us about how we need to be in these last days. It, you know, it counsels us to be sober minded, to be, you know, clear in our thinking. It advises us to stand firm, you know, not to give up on what we know to be the truth. It tells us we need to be together. And interestingly, and the writer of Hebrews adds, and all the more as you see the day approaching, you know, the need for the church to be gathered and, you know, holding each other up, supporting each other as we see these things happen, really, really important. So, you know, those are critical kinds of guides for us as we have to endure some of these things as these, you know, these days get tougher.
Yeah, as you say, in light of these signs and the imminence of Christ's return, how do we measure up?
Yeah, you know, a verse that I have adopted kind of as a life verse, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, that chapter is all about the return of Christ, several really important ideas in there. But in those verses, Peter asks rhetorically, so since judgment is coming, how should we behave? What kind of people ought we to be, he says. He says we should live holy and godly lives as we look for the day of God and speed its coming. And you know, holy, distinctive, set apart from the culture, not dragged down by the culture, but rising above it. Godly, I think more and more like Jesus, right? More the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, eager for the return of Christ, looking forward to that. You know, the Jesus, when he taught us to pray, said, you know, every day we should pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. That should be our prayer. And then hastening its coming, that's the tricky one, right? How do we how do we hasten the coming of that day? How do we speed it? That's a lot what we're trying to do through the finishing fund, the ministry that I'm privileged to lead, and seeing if we can't drive to the finish line of the Great Commission here in the next couple of years.
Right. And the Great Commission, of course, is taking the gospel to every nation, people, and tongue. And, you know, you and others are have been faithful to that end. Of course, you know, being able to take advantage of all this new technology and using it for good and not for evil.
Yeah, absolutely. Sadly, most Christians in the pews in our churches don't really have a good understanding about what the Great Commission is, what it means, how it's defined, where we stand with respect to it. But, you know, simply put, you said it, it's about getting the gospel to every nation. The Greek word that's translated nation is ethnos, and it describes an ethnic people group that share a common heritage, culture, language, geography, you know, long list of characteristics. There are about 12,000 of those ethnos on the planet. A bunch. And we're now down to the last few hundred that have never heard the gospel. Maybe 300, maybe 400 left that nobody has ever gone to with the gospel. It's remarkable how close we are to that finish line. And also how fast the work is happening. You know, hundreds of groups are being reached for the first time every year. I believe it's possible by God's grace that we could be started in all of those groups by the end of next year, by the Christmas Day of 2022, that we could have the gospel in those places. Not sure there'll be believers yet. Takes some time sometimes, but we could be started.
I'll tell you what. Got to hit pause. Yep. We got more from Doug after this. Stay with us.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. and we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're back with Douglas Cobb, his book, And the End Will Come. He's the founder of the Finishing Fund. And we were just excitedly hearing the news of where we sit, kind of the state of the union on and the condition of the world on the Great Commission status. And he was sharing with us that we're looking at about 300 to 400 ethnos groups that are remaining to hear the gospel. Boy, I'll tell you, I mean, it's amazing when you think, you know, we started out with 12,000 plus, we're down to 300, 400, the rapidity of this. And of course, we know as Jesus draws nigh, we can look forward to things moving a lot quicker, can't we?
You see that, I think, everywhere. You know, it shows up in things like, you know, technology and travel. An interesting clue about the end time from Daniel chapter 12, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
But it's right. Certainly showing up in this this missionary effort. The list we work from in the Finishing Fund of the unengaged comes from a ministry called Finishing the Task. When that ministry started in 2005, there were 3,500 unengaged people groups on that list, groups where nobody had ever been with the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are, not even quite 17 years later, and we're down to just a couple of hundred. An amazing amount of work has taken place just over the course of the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, and when we talk about them hearing the gospel, as you say, this is an engagement. This isn't like, hey, we're just, you know, hey, God, we, you know, we sent some flyers. We dropped them from a plane. They all got the flyers here. Now, this is engagement. Because what is it that God wants when he says you want the gospel taken to every nation? What is God's heart in that statement?
Yeah, I mean, Jesus actually makes it clear for us, I think, when he says go and make disciples of every nation. You know, he wants disciples, not just people who have heard and, you know, it casually said they believe, but people who are, you know, committed and living out the faith. And that's why the work we do and a whole lot of the work that's taken place now in the world is in the form of church planting, where where the objective is to establish churches in these places, really in every place, and you know, then through those churches to make disciples. That's how Paul did it, right? When he wanted to make mm-hmm. disciples,
yes.
He planted churches. That's how we're still doing it today.
And, Doug, these churches, I mean, which is amazing in some of these countries, when you consider it in light of what happens here in America, you know, these big buildings, lots of bricks, lots of mortar, and these churches are yet so humble in some of these other countries. I mean, it and how powerful they are, because really the brick and mortar are the very people themselves. And their spiritual engagement, boy, there's a lot to be said about, that particular characteristic and aspect that seems to be lacking in a modern American church today.
Yeah, the typical church outside of the West would be, maybe 10 to 30 people in a house mm-hmm. gathered together to, praise Jesus and study his word. My mentor, Paul Eshelman, has a funny story. He tells he was asking someone in a house church someplace in India, so tell me, what do you do? Well, he said, we come together, we praise, we study the word, we figure out what it means, and then we do what it says. So, that's pretty simple.
How novel, huh?
Yeah, that's right. So, and that's what discipleship is about. We, coming to understand what his word commands, and then doing what it commands, doing what it says.
Yeah. Whenever we talk about the return of Christ, people get nervous because they think, oh, he's setting dates. We're not setting dates here. I mean, God made it real clear. Jesus made it real clear. Only the Father knows. It's his clock. It's his time. He is sovereign in all these manners. But he also said that there would be clues, clearly, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's an interesting tension between trying to calculate it down to the hour or the day, something that Jesus said we shouldn't try to do. But on the other hand, knowing that there are clearly clues in the scripture that point to, his return. The most important one, in my opinion, Matthew 24:14, where Jesus actually is explicitly answering his disciples' question, when are you coming back? And he says, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to every nation, all nations, ethnos, and then the end will come. So Jesus directly tied his return to the completion of this Great Commission task. That's not the only clue, but that's right from the mouth of Jesus himself, so it's a pretty important.
Mm-hmm. I also maintain that we need to keep our eyes on what's going on in Israel. When Israel became a nation again in 1948, which wasn't that long ago, after all the years that they had been, scattered, and Israel was no longer a nation. But God, raised up Israel in one day. Israel was reborn, became a nation again. And I've often likened it, Doug, that it was as if the hour hand of God's prophetic clock was set at that moment. And from that time forward, there's just been minutes and seconds that are flying by to this, predicted conclusion.
One of the things I most enjoyed, really most learned as I was working on this book, is the remarkable amount of prophecy in God's word about the establishment of Israel and how old some of it is. You go all the way back to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and 30, where Moses taught the people, look, if you don't obey, you're going to get scattered around the world. And then in verse 30 or chapter 30, but at the end of time, God is going to gather you back and you'll repossess the land. Those prophecies are like 3,500 years old. And here we see God working, just in our lifetimes to bring them to perfect fulfillment. Really unprecedented in the course of human events that what has happened to the Jews would happen, for them to be scattered around the world, persecuted, hold together as a people group, and then be reunited in their land. Just there's nothing like it in all of history. I think it's a powerful apologetic for the existence of the God of the Bible.
Without a doubt. And what God sends his son to redeem his creation. In many ways, I mean, as you read about the children of Israel coming across the desert and God kept saying, this is a stiff-necked people, and how much had really changed from that period of time where Jesus came and you think, whoa, you know, of course, even when I first went to Israel, I was shocked to witness the secular perspective. Yes, there was some, you know, spiritual response. I was really blessed and, you know, on the Sabbath, how the Jews, you know, the Orthodox Jews would come in dancing and praising God into, there at the wall. And, and I was there just watching him celebrate. And boy, I'll tell you, you talk about gaining appreciation and a deeper love for God for the gift of the Sabbath that he gave us. And this was demonstrated by these Jewish people. But yet, on the other hand, there were others that just, they had no clue. They cared to have no clue. But they're there living in Israel. Something has drawn them there. And you wonder, you go, you would think that this nation, because of all that they've gone through, that there would be such a love for God and such a response and demonstration, you know, for godly things and that. And, they're just, in many ways, kind of like America. You know, here we are, we've been blessed 245 years with this great American experiment. No doubt, even our founding fathers said, but for the hand of God being on this nation, this would never happen. And here we are, turning our back on God, forget about the Ten Commandments, forget about godly ways. We're in this postmodern Christian, you know, society where there is governmental forces and political interests that say this is your new God. Your new God is the calf of socialism now that they want to put before us.
You know, it's interesting. Some scholars discount modern Israel as a fulfillment of Bible prophecy because it is so secular. But I think the Bible makes it pretty clear that God's plan all along was to first regather Israel as a secular state and then to bring it to salvation. Think about Ezekiel's vision of the dry bones. You know, they reassemble themselves, but what does he say? There's no breath in them. There's no life in them, no spirit. And then God breathes life into them and they come to life. So we're somewhere in that process where, you know, the bodies have been reassembled, but they have not been reanimated with the Spirit of God yet. That will be the next thing or one of the next things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Doug Cobb, don't you think that's ironic? Here it is, you know, part of the Jewish culture that's so ingrained in them is L'chaim, it's life, it's the breath of life. Here it is, the very thing that they're lacking even this day. Kind of interesting. It kind of reminds me when I was in Austria, the natural greeting there, because after the Black Plague was God's blessing, and you go into stores to shop and they say Grüß Gott, everything was Grüß Gott, God's blessing be upon you. And it was said, you know, it was said so casually. I imagine that during the era of the Black Plague, there was a lot more passion and understanding that you really were, you know, blessing. You wanted God's blessing to be upon them and upon yourself so that you could survive the Black Plague.
Yeah, it's, it's going to be interesting to see as conditions get tougher in the world. I think that will, you know, result in people going one of two directions. The majority, I think, will go further toward darkness, toward unbelief. Many, I hope, will, you know, hold on to faith, and many, I think, will be drawn into faith as a result of these things that happen. One of the things that has been encouraging to me about the book is a few stories I've heard of folks who had become kind of lukewarm in their faith or stopped going to church, weren't interested, and after reading the book said, yeah, hey, if this is all right, I better get back to
Amen.
People
Amen.
And get back with Jesus. And I really strongly agree with that. So very encouraging.
Doug, is there a website that they can go to?
They can go to finishingfund.org, one word, finishingfund.org, to learn more about that, or andthentheendwillcome.com, one word again, andthentheendwillcome.com, to learn more about the book.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.